Now, Pete, that summer, George Ween had, the Newport Folk Festival had taken 2 years off, and hadn't, the last one was in 1960. So here it was, 1963, and George Ween had asked Pete if he would be the head of a new setup at Newport. And it was going to be a nonprofit foundation, the Newport Folk Foundation, and the board of directors would all be performers and collectors like Judy Collins, Ralph Runzer, Mike Seeger, Alan Lomax, and people like that. And that they would decide who was going to be on the program. And then George's staff would produce the festival. So, and this year, after a two-year break, an awful lot of things had happened in folk music. Joan Baez had been on the cover of Time. Peter, Paul, and Mary had come out with a couple of albums, and their newest one was making a huge impact. And folk music was definitely moving into a new phase. And I was excited to go to the festival because Bill Keith, my friend and partner, was now going to be there with Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys, and this would be a chance for a lot of people in our group from Cambridge and New York to see Bill in this new light. And I'm going to play you a couple of tracks here from this time when Del McCurry was playing guitar and singing, and in this case, Joe Stewart was the fiddler, and Bill Keith was playing The Devil's Dream, and listen to Bill Monroe's break on it, which it was just a new tune to him, but he played it like he'd known it all his life.
All right, now it's banjo picking time, and we want to listen to Brad Keith here pick this old timer for you. This is a number that we have on Decca Record. It's our latest release out. It's entitled The Devil's Dream.
Bill Keith there with Bill Monroe in 1963, and absolutely at the top of his form. And you can see why Monroe just heard something new in Keith's playing and wanted to have that sound right away in his band. This is one of the hallmarks of Bill Monroe through his whole career. He just kept hearing talent and adding it to his own music. And let's listen to another one from this band, and this will have Del McCurry singing with Bill when this is Del just starting out. And, of course, Del McCurry has turned out to be one of the great, great singers in bluegrass.
Now we have a trio number that we'd like to do for here tonight that brings in Dale, Brad Keith, and myself. And it's a number that I wrote entitled On and On.
Bill Monroe with a brand new band there, but Del McCurry and Bill Keith in it in 1963, and that is just so exciting to hear. And this was a brand new chapter in Monroe's history. He'd come through the country music and the hillbilly part of things, and that had been kind of playing out for him. He was having a hard time getting dates and whatnot. And the folk music revival, through the efforts of Ralph Rinzler, were going to make a huge difference in Monroe's career and bring him to a whole new audience. And the Newport Folk Festival was certainly a big part of bringing Bill into this new world. And one of the beauties of Newport was that you would be playing on smaller stages with other performers. And Monroe and Doc Watson met each other at the Newport Folk Festival. And listen to this.
This next tune we got coming up here, there's another one of my favorites that Charlie and Bill recorded a long time back. I don't remember exactly what year it was when we got a hold of this record. But I don't know, I really like to pick this one too. It's called What Does the Deep Sea Say?
Sleeps in the bottom of the deep blue sea, and he can't come back to me. I stand on the beach alone and gaze at the misty blue. Deep sea, as you hold him to your breast, does he mention my name to you? Oh, what does the deep sea say? What does the deep sea say? It moans, it groans, it splashes and it foams, and it rolls on its weary way. Oh, please tell me, deep blue sea, is he sleeping peacefully? The wind from the north is blowing icy cold. Please keep him warm for me. If only my dreaming soul some token of love could find. If only the waves would show me where he sleeps, then I'd leave this world behind. Oh, what does the deep sea say? What does the deep sea say? It moans, it groans, it splashes and it foams, and it rolls on its weary way. Beautiful rose one day I placed on a crest on a wave. I said, take it please and let it settle foam above his watery grave. The driftwood I watched in vain, my rose never came back again. So the waves take another message to my love, saying I'll meet him above. Oh, what does the deep sea say? What does the deep sea say? It moans, it groans, it splashes, and it foams, and it rolls on its weary way.
Doc Watson and Bill Monroe there, and this was what really made the Newport Folk Festival so special, was when people like this could get together, and it was so in front of all of us, of course, and we were just beside ourselves, I suppose, with delight and excitement. And this was what was the hallmark of this festival, especially in Newport in 1963. I want to remind you, you're listening to Royalton Community Radio. My name is Jim Rooney. The name of the program is In It for the Long Run, and I am in it for the long run. It's been over 60 years of music, and I'm right now in 1963 at the Newport Folk Festival, which was just a really wonderful, wonderful event and full of discoveries for all of us who were at it. And of course, one of the great discoveries from many, many people at that festival was Mississippi John Hurt. And this is, of course, one of his famous songs and became the title of a band that John Sebastian, it's called the Coffee Blues, but the key word in it is the Lovin' Spoonful. So let's listen to John Hurt.
Coffee time. I like a certain brand. That's Maxwell House. Just like it says on the can, good to the last drop. And if I can get just a spoonful of Maxwell House, do as much good as 2-3 cups of this other coffee. Said Leland. I said, I don't care where she moved, I'm gonna find her. Good morning.
baby, how you do this morning? Well, please, ma'am, there's a loving spoon. There's a loving spoon. Well, I've just got to have my loving. My baby packed a suitcase and she went away. I couldn't let her stay for my loving. My loving spoonful. I just had to have my loving. Good morning, baby. How you do this morning? Well, please, ma'am. Yes, loving. Oh, the preacher in the pulpit, jumping up and down. He laid his Bible down for his loving. Ain't Maxwell's house all right? He just had to have his loving. Good morning, baby. How you do this morning? Well, please, ma'am. Yes, loving. I've done got crazy by my loving. Well, I've just got to have my loving. I'll kill the policeman, lock down the shack. It's all about my loving. My loving. Well, I've just got to have my loving. Good morning, baby. How you do this morning? Well, please, ma'am.
Brilliant. Mississippi John Hurt there, just as he was at the Newport Folk Festival in 1963. And there was an awful lot of us young people there, and one of them was a new songwriter from Oklahoma. He was in the Army and got stationed in New Jersey and started going over to Greenwich Village and started writing songs and turned out to be one of the best. Now, here's Tom Paxton talking about John Hurt.
Thank you very much.
It was a frosty night, it was beginning to snow, and down the city streets, the wind began to blow. We all came to the cellar, we all emptied the bar, to hear a little old fella play a shiny guitar. But did you hear John Hurt play the Creole bell, the Spanish bandango, and then he loves so well? Did you love John Hurt? Did you shake his hand? Did you hear him sing his Candyman? On a straight back chair, with his felt hat on, he tickled our fancies with his Avalon. And everybody passing down McDougal Street, we cocked their heads and listened to the tapping feet. Did you hear John Hurt play the Creole bell, Spanish fandango that he loves so well? Did you love John Hurt? Did you shake his hand? Did you hear him sing his Candyman? Did you hear John Hurt play the Creole bell, the Spanish fandango that he loves so well? did you love John Hurt? Did he shake his hand? Did you hear him sing his Candyman? Or did you hear him sing his Candyman?
Tom Paxton there, did you hear John Hurt? And it was exciting to hear the older performers, but it was also, at this festival, very exciting to us to hear new songs and new songwriters.